This podcast is intended for adult audiences over the age of 18. It contains adult language and situations. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to us, and not of any employer, organization, committee, or other group or individuals. This podcast is not intended to be taken as professional advice.
Welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast, a podcast by swingers, for swingers, where we look to educate others and push back on the negative stigmas and misconceptions associated with our lifestyle. Come with us and share our pineapple journey as we travel the globe, interview the experts, learn and grow together. Join the nation. So Lacey, people are asking, how do they get to go to a party or an event with us?
They check out swingersociety.net, you create a profile, you sign up for an event, and you come hang out with us. Super easy.
That's right. If you want to party with us and the other faces and names that you know from social media and TikTok, head on over to swingersociety.net.
Can't wait to see you there.
Sexual healthcare can be so much more than STI testing. WISP offers services like emergency contraception, help in delaying your period, UTI treatments, and so much more. They even have a product called the OMG cream that helps provide more fulfilling orgasms for women. WISP provides same-day prescriptions and can give you discreet treatment in the comfort and privacy of your own home. Check out the link in our show notes or go to hellowisp.com and use code SWING for 15% off.
Most people have unprotected oral sex, right? Be honest. Now think about your last STD test. Did your doctor tickle your throat with something that looked like a giant Q-tip? Probably not. Yet that's the only way to check for oral gonorrhea or chlamydia, which are often asymptomatic. You need a better doctor. You need shamelesscare.com. Use coupon code TSN at checkout.
Hey there, pineapple people, and welcome to the Swing Nation Podcast. We are your hosts, Northern Guy
and Southern Girl.
And welcome to Tuesday Talks.
Yeah.
With Dan and Lacey, where we're answering your burning questions about non-monogamy.
Yeah. I actually really enjoy these.
Or whatever. It might not be non-monogamy. You might have a random question about something else.
You might want to know my favorite color.
What is it?
Pink or purple.
You don't even know.
Well, I actually really like pink, but I really like purple. But I kind of let Daphne have pink.
Oh.
Because that's kind of like her thing.
Mm-hmm. You can have the same favorite color as your
best friend. Well, we can have the same favorite color. But usually, like, I'll get a pink version and she'll get... I mean, I'll get the purple. She'll get the pink. I don't know. It's a long story. But I like both. What is your favorite color, babe?
Blue.
I knew that.
I'm wearing a blue shirt right now.
You are.
Okay. So, what question do we have for Tuesday Talks today?
So we have a question from Kristen, and it came through on Instagram.
Kristen from Instagram.
She said, hi, I have a question. My husband and I have an open marriage. It was going super well, but we recently had kids, and it's hard to get back to it. Do you guys have kids? And if you do, how do you do it? Thank you. Sorry, this is super random. That's what she said.
I don't think this is a Tuesday Talk question. I think this is
just a random question. I think this is a really good question, but I do have to admit that we have an unusual situation, but we do have a lot of friends that have children small and older, so I think we can kind of like pull from all of them to kind of answer this.
I like pulling my friends.
So we have three children.
I'm not sure what that meant.
Sounded good. We have three children, two are in college. They live a decent amount of way from us, so they're not here. We see them throughout the year. Usually when we're traveling, we travel to them or we go.
That's right.
I do have a teenager, but I have 50-50 custody of him. So 1 week he is home and 1 week he is with his dad. So, for us, we plan our entire year's schedule around my son's schedule. I literally send it to our employees at the beginning of the year. Like, they've already got 2025 schedule. Yeah. And some things we cannot control. We can't control the Bliss Cruise. We can't control Naughty in New Orleans. Sometimes Hedo. And I can't control Splash events. But any Swinger Society event typically is 99% of the time planned around his schedule. So for the most part, we're okay. But of course, that we do have those situations.
Yeah. And I will say, you know, you and your ex don't always get along in a lot of ways, but you have worked good on that. Because there's times even when we get off of schedule because of vacations or school or, you know, whatever. Some things happen. We just get off, our, you know, those weekend plans. And we always, you guys do well in communicating and getting back on plan because we realize there's no.
We have to get back on plan.
Or else it screws everything up.
Yeah. So, like, we have to, if we've got to split a week or whatever, we just have to make it work. And so we do get a lot of hate on the internet because they say, are you never with your kids? Where are your kids? Of course, they don't know.
Right.
But the truth is most of the time, like if my son leaves to go to his dad's on Sunday, we're pulling out of town on Monday. Sometimes that Sunday night. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what we have going on. Occasionally, like for this past Secrets, we had the event ended, like it was Sunday night as right. well. So we left Monday morning and I was supposed to get him back on Sunday night. So my mom came to the house right. and kept him for me just so he wasn't here by himself and he didn't have to say he's sad. He got to come home. So that's like basically how we navigate it.
Yeah. And I will say because of now that we're doing this full time, we basically when we're not at an event, we work from home. When you have your son, you're with him all day, every day, the weeks that you have him.
Yeah, except for school, obviously.
And even the weeks that you don't have him, if he has a doctor's appointment, if he needs a ride to school, if he needs a ride from practice, I mean, you're able to really, really, you know,
yeah.
use our schedule to your advantage to spend as much time with
yeah,
him as possible.
Yeah, I mean, this is not my week with him. I took him to school yesterday. I took him lunch or like for his team sports, we brought right. food. We were at his games last night. I picked him up from school today, and this is not my week.
Right.
So we're very much, even if we are, even with his dad, I try to be as involved when I'm home as I can because I do realize that there are some weeks that we're just not here, and right. there's nothing I can do.
And there is a downside. There's been times where we've been at an event and missed a sports, you know, missed his sports games and things like that, and that. That sucks for us, yeah. you know what I mean? But it's usually one weekend a month, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So really, we're probably able to be with him more than most parents are because of our flexible schedule. But there are times when there's conflicts between our schedule and his schedule, and those times are hard. I know you really struggle with
it. Yeah, because our schedule is done almost a year out at this point. So I may not know a year from now what's going to be going on. Like, obviously, the games haven't been scheduled. The whatever presentation at school, it's not even the school year yet when right. we're looking at the calendar. I do try to remind myself that this is a business and that this is my job. I know that this is different from what she's saying in the question, but for us, this is our job. This is how we survive. This is our income. And so I do have to remind myself of that, but it doesn't take away from the fact that I do on occasion miss
Well,
things.
I think, you know, because people know what we do.
Yeah. They assume it's all fun and games.
Well, and because when we miss a game, then it's like, oh, they missed a game. You know, there's just that stigma of they yeah. missed a game because they're out partying and swinging mm-hmm. and stuff like that. When it's really like, well, we missed a game because we're out working. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We just happen to pick a job that is actually really fucking fun. I'm sorry. Pick a better job.
yeah. So that's hard. Yeah. Okay. This probably doesn't apply.
It does not
a
to
lot
Kirsten.
To
no.
Kirsten and her question.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So it sounds like they were in an open relationship. They got pregnant, yeah. and now they've basically
like wanting to get that back out.
Right?
There
they've
again.
Gone back. They've gone to monogamy while they've gone through this pregnancy, and now they're looking at ways to get out there.
Yeah, and this can apply to a couple that is wanting to be a swinger, but they're like, "What the hell do we do with these kids?" I mean, this can be, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios that this can apply to.
Yeah, so what would your advice to a mom be that's trying to navigate this lifestyle but also trying to balance it with being a parent?
Well, I will say that most swingers don't swing throughout the week or multiple times a month. Most swingers do like once a month, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but I would say that would probably be the average. And I would like to think that you're getting a date night or two in for the month, and so however you're getting that, it would just be used towards this opposed to just doing something alone. So if that means hiring a babysitter, asking a grandparent, you know, a neighbor, however you trust with your children, it's basically the same thing. We've had friends that have hired a babysitter and they leave in their regular clothes and then they go, you know, they get to the club and they have to change into their slutty outfit or change in the car or whatever. So their babysitter or their mom or whomever is keeping their children doesn't know what they're up to. You can also use it as a vacation. Let's say you can't get away once a month, maybe every 6 months or maybe every 3 months. Let's say whatever the closest biggest city that probably has a swinger club, because most big cities have at least one. Let's just say you go away for the weekend together and it's just a romantic weekend. And people get caught up on, what do you tell people? Like, what do I say? Say, for me and you, for instance, we say Dan and I are going to Atlanta for the weekend for a couples only. Me and him. We're just spending time together. And like, honestly, during the day and stuff, you just do regular stuff. You know, you go to the aquarium or you go shopping or whatever you want to do on vacation, go hiking or whatever you want to do on vacation.
No, we do it a lot. When we go places for swinger events, we actually try to do vanilla stuff during the day just because sometimes there are places we've never been before or places we might never go again. And so we do a lot of the touristy sightseeing stuff during the day. And then at night, we're at the club.
Yeah, you can even dress up, go out to dinner. If you're Trapeze Atlanta, I'm using Atlanta, has dinner. So in that case, you wouldn't. But let's just say you're going to your average swinger club that doesn't have dinner. Go out, have a nice dinner, have good quality couple time. And then after that, you go to the swingers club. Nobody has to know that. You just omit that part.
Right.
Any advice that I'm not covering that you can think of?
Well, no, I will say, whether you're a swinger or not a swinger, making time for you and your partner in your relationship just to be together and not with kids, I think is really, really important.
Yeah.
If I think back to my failed marriage, we weren't very good at that. Especially if it sounds like Kristen's maybe a new parent, a new mom.
She probably needs that time away.
You can get wrapped up in your children and they kind of become your life and you can kind of forget that you have a partner mm-hmm. that you love and you care about. And that one-on-one quality, you know, dating kind of experience with your partner can kind of get put on a shelf. And one of the things I love about swinging is it gives you good quality time with your partner. People are probably thinking, you're going to go fuck other people. How is that good? You know what I mean? Like, that sounds crazy.
It really is, though.
I know. But if you think about it, here's what a swinger club night is, right? You travel to a city. You get a hotel room. You go out to dinner. Mm-hmm. With your partner, maybe a few of your friends. You get dressed up. Mm-hmm. You go to the club. You dance. You probably dance with your partner more than you dance with anybody else, but you might dance with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then you go, if everything works out, and you go fuck. You might fuck other people, but you're almost definitely going to fuck your partner. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be some of the hottest sex you've had in a long time because you're in this hot, sexy environment. Mm-hmm. Is that not the perfect date night? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You go out somewhere, you get a hotel room, you get dressed up, you go dance, and you have hot sex.
And then you wake up the next morning, and you're laying in the bed, and you're giggly, and you're like, oh my God, did we do that last night? Right. That was so fucking hot.
Or do you remember when Dan and Lacey were having an orgy with 12 other couples in the middle of the playroom? You know what I mean? Whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You're going to go home, and probably for the next month, or two, or until you do it again,
you're gonna be
talking about all the shit you did.
You said talking, I said fucking, both. Yeah.
Right, you're gonna be hot sex thinking like, mm-hmm. oh man, I remember watching so-and-so give it to so-and-so, or oh yeah, her ass was perfect because it was riding his dick mm-hmm. while we were fucking. You know, like, whatever, you're just gonna talk about all the dirty fucking shit you saw at the club, mm-hmm. and it's gonna carry you through for a while, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? I don't know, to me that sounds like a really, there's some of the best, you know, if we think about our life and think about the last 3 years, or even think, you know, even if I think about my entire life, some of the best memories I have are in these situations, right? Like mm-hmm. fucking in a cave in Jamaica, you know, like you could go on and on mm-hmm. about just these memories, these core memories that are stuck with me forever. And it's some of the best quality time me and you have spent together has been somehow lifestyle related.
Yeah.
At Hedo, you know, I've seen this couple and they're like in their 90s and they're dressed up all looking fly and sexy, and they're out on the dance floor dancing, and they're laughing, and they're smiling, and they're touching each other, and he's grabbing her ass, and they're giggling. Like, I really feel like, in a lot of ways, the lifestyle is almost like this fountain of youth. You know what I mean? Like, that just keeps you energized and keeps you connected with your partner, and you get to have all these bonus connections with these other amazing open-minded people. So
you kind of went on a tangent.
I did go off on a tangent about the
lifestyle. Basically, you need to date your spouse. Being part of the lifestyle only strengthens your marriage. So taking a little time away to spend that time with your partner is going to be good quality time. It's going to benefit your marriage. So let's get back on topic.
No, so that's exactly what you just said.
You know, right,
so Kristen, if you want to bring the lifestyle back into your relationship, you need to be intentional and find the time. Put it on a calendar, pick a weekend, and go do something fun.
Or a night.
With your partner.
I know she said open marriage. And so to me, and Kristen, I may be assuming here, and I probably shouldn't assume, but to me, open marriage, you do things separately.
Right.
So maybe once a month, he goes out. Once a month, you go out. However, whatever works for your relationship, you've just got to make that happen.
Yeah. I could never do that, but more power to you.
More power to Kristen, if she can.
Right, but if they do play separately, and I know, like, even hot wife couples, you know, they really get off on that. On a Wednesday night, you know, she goes out on a date with another guy, and while he takes care of the kids, and then she comes home from this hot date, and they ravish each other. You know what I mean? Like, so if that's your thing, like, find the time, put it on a schedule, and make it happen.
Yeah. I totally agree.
All right. I think we answered that. I don't know how else to go.
Well, I want to also say that if you can't, I know that if you have, like, let's say you have four kids, it's really hard to get someone to keep. If you can't do a night during the week, or you can't get away once a month or once every, we have friends that kids are super involved in sports, super involved in school. They both have full-time jobs. Like, life is just crazy. And once a year, they go to Desire, or they go to Hedo, or they do a Bliss Cruise, and they just swing that 1 week or that one weekend a year. They just live it up and have the best time. And because at the stage they are at life, they can't give more than that and still be good parents and good employees and good husbands and wives. And eventually their kids are going to grow up, and the kids are going to get out of the house, and they'll have much more free time to enjoy it at that stage. But just for right now, that's all that works for them, and that's okay too. And I think that might even be an easier way for people to get out, like get away without people realizing it.
Right, because most, on a cruise or
most
going to Jamaica,
couples take a trip each year together. You know, it's our anniversary. It's whatever. I know that's what we did before people knew we were swingers. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's just my last little piece of advice.
Yeah, you just got to find a way to make it work within your schedule. And if I think it's important to do that, even if it's not swinging, even if you're monogamous, find some quality, you know, date your wife, date your partner.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
All right. I think we crushed that one.
Yep. So if you have any Tuesday Talks questions, please send them to theswingnation@gmail.com or DM us on any platform. We'll try to find the DMs, but definitely email us. We'll definitely see those. So this has been fun.
Yeah. Our third rendition of Tuesday Talks.
Yep.
All right. I think with that, guys, in a world full of apples,
be the pineapple.
Be the pineapple, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed our podcast and want to support us, leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening. If you want to see more of our content, you can find links to Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, OnlyFans, and more in the show notes. Come join the conversation with us and other Swinger content creators on our Swinger Society Discord server. If you have questions or feedback, email them to us at theswingnation@gmail.com. Make sure you head on over to theswingnation.net and keep up to date on all things Swing Nation. We thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.